Hello, this is Brother Denny. Welcome to Charity Ministries. Our desire is that your life would be blessed and changed by this message. This message is not copyrighted and is not to be bought or sold. You are welcome to make copies for your friends and neighbors. If you would like additional messages, please go to our website for a complete listing at www.charityministries.org. If you would like a catalog of other sermons, please call 1-800-227-7902 or write to Charity Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, PA, 17522. These messages are offered to all without charge by the free will offerings of God's people. A special thank you to all who support this ministry.
Seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating, wanderers on the mountain astray, come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today.
Going afar,
upon the mountain,
bringing the wander
back again,
into the fold,
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain, seeking the lost and pointing to Jesus, souls that are weak and hearts that are sore, leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore.
Going afar,
upon the mountain,
bringing the wander
back again,
into the fold,
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain. Thus I would go on missions of mercy, following Christ from day unto day, cheering the faint and raising the fallen, pointing the lost to Jesus the way.
Going afar, upon the mountain,
bringing the wander back again,
into the fold,
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain. Amid life's busy hurrying throng, the gay, the sad, the weak, the strong, while I am traveling along, I watch my life to tell for Jesus.
I want my life to tell for Jesus.
That everywhere I go, men may his goodness know. I want my life to tell for Jesus. I want to be a beacon light to cheer wayfarers in their night and help them on their way aright. I want my life to tell for Jesus.
I want my life to tell for Jesus.
That everywhere I go, men may his
goodness know, I want my life to tell for Jesus. I want my life with Jesus in that I may do what he shall bid. I want to love as Jesus did. I want my life to tell for Jesus.
I want my life.
I want my life to tell for Jesus.
I want my life.
I want my life to tell for Jesus. That everywhere I go, men may his goodness know. I want my life to tell for Jesus. To wealth and fame I would not climb, but I would know God's peace sublime. And everywhere and all the time I want my life to tell for Jesus.
I want my life.
I want my life to tell for Jesus.
I want my life.
I want my life to tell for Jesus. That everywhere I go, men may his goodness know. I want my life to tell for Jesus.
This is not quite all of our class. They didn't quite all make it, but we're happy to be here and to share with you today.
Sending by a precious cheer, he is our command. Other than the face of he will help and you stand. In me and in you, dear, to stand alone. Let have a precious friend
going to sing is how God's love is like a circle. They all had fun making these circles in art.
And when you see a circle, no ending can be found.
I think we'll have the Tennyson family come and start with their poem, and then, or whatever they have, and then the group from Africa, Ghana, Africa, will speak. Will sing next.
Breakfast served at 8, with ham and eggs upon the plate. A well-broiled steak I'll eat at 1, and dine again when day is done. I want an ultra-modern home, and in each room a telephone, soft carpets too upon the floors, and pretty drapes to grace the doors. A cozy place of lovely things, like easy chairs with inner springs, and then I'll get a small TV. Of course, I'm careful what I see. I want my wardrobe too to be of neatest, finest quality, with latest style in suit and vest. Why shouldn't Christians have the best?
But then the master I can hear, in no uncertain voice so clear, I bid you come and follow me, the lowly man of Galilee. Birds of the air have made their nest, and foxes in their holes find rest. But I can offer you no bed, no place have I to lay my head. In shame I hung my head and cried, how could I spurn the crucified? Could I forget the way he went, the sleepless nights in prayer he spent? For 40 days without a bite, alone he fasted day and night. Despised, rejected, on he went, and did not stop till veil he rent. A man of sorrows and of grief, no earthly friend to bring relief. Smitten of God, the prophet said, mocked, beaten, bruised, his blood ran red. If he be God and die for me, no sacrifice too great can be. For me, a mortal man to make, I'll do it all for Jesus' sake. Yes, I will tread the path he trod, no other way will please my God. So henceforth, this my choice shall be, my choice for all eternity.
When you think of all the people that we have upon this earth who have never heard the gospel of the Savior or his birth, kind of makes you stop and wonder how a thing like that could be when we got so many Christians. Boy, it sure does puzzle me.
Well, we may have had excuses in the days of long ago, when the people had no money, and when travel was so slow. But today, with jets to take us, and when money is so free, seems we've either lost the vision, or it's just complacency. Take the time and all the money that is spent to preach the word to that same old crowd of sinners who 1,000 times have heard, while the lost in heathen darkness live like dogs at Sion Pan, and have never heard the gospel, and to idols pray and chant. We may do a lot of talking how we love and serve the Lord and how much we love the sinner who has never heard the word. Now, we may have good intentions, yet the truth we can't deny. While we live in need of nothing, those without the Lord still die.
I'm gazing now on a jungle green with a people whose bodies, not fit to be seen, are crusted with dirt and distorted belly, with louse-packed hair and revoltingly smelling. A woman now swings her naked breast to the mouth of a babe who was never dressed.
She sits in a house with mangy dogs. The best of the room is reserved for hogs. Her husband knows nothing of horses or cows, but boasts of his wealth by his fertile sows. The place is but fit for hogs and dogs who snooze by the fire of smoldering logs.
I have seen them crouched in the desert heat. I have heard the thud of their unshod feet. I have seen them shake an unwashed head as they cringed at the feet of their unsaved dead. O God, it seems to be madly absurd that they knew not Christ nor thy holy word.
They have gone to hell while we slept in our pews. While we argued doctrine, we denied them news. We've reclined in plush and saved our knees. We have had it lush and forgotten these who grope in fear in the heathen night. Had we loved them once, we'd have sent them light.
O Christ, by the power of thy holy name, give thy flabby church a heart of shame. Smite her cold conscience, buckle her knees, that she has lacked the concern for these, who have generation by generation been lost to thine own so great salvation.
O God, on that day, that judgment day, when homes and banks have been swept away, and there is no place of habitation for any man in any nation, then every man must stand alone before the King on his judgment throne.
What shall I do when the heathen stand and accuse that I seldom lent a hand to save them from pain and eternal woe, but stayed in my ease and made others go with the message I knew full well, could save them from sin and fear and hell?
O God, my God, in that dreadful day when all excuses are tossed away and there's no time left to repent and pray, as earthly treasures in ashes lay, then, Lord, O Lord, what shall I say? For the money and time I have frittered away.
In Yahweh, Let
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed, hallelujah, blessed. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed, hallelujah, blessed. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Going with the families. Maybe the Dan Mass family could start, and then the rest should try and get ready. Just get ready in the back and line up, and as soon as they are through, the next one come, so we can save a little time.
The rest couldn't all be here. By the way, I think the Marines should come up too. They're part of it too.
Sometimes I feel discouraged and I cannot understand the way the Father leads me, the way that He has planned. But you know best, O Lord, so draw me close to Thee, that I may feel Your heartbeat bringing life to me. The heartbeat of God means life and love to me. I don't want to be
Reach out and touch the Lord as He walks by. down and touch the Lord as He walks by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He walks by.
Wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Let's fight the battle, we're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated, we'll soon be home. When we're weakened by Satan's army, and it seems like the battle may be long, we must keep marching and remember that we are the soldiers of the cross. Wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Let's fight the battle, we're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated, we'll soon be home. In times of darkness, we'll stand together. The weapon of prayer will make us strong. Don't be discouraged, trust in Jesus. And soon you'll be singing victory songs. Wounded soldier, pick up your weapon. Let's fight the battle, we're not alone. For the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated, we'll soon be home. We're not defeated, we'll soon be home.
I'm glad that we're not defeated, that Jesus is on our side, that we can go on. And if it weren't for Jesus, we couldn't do anything. This next song is my testimony today.
If heaven had no splendor for my eyes to see, and if I had no loved ones there waiting for me, still I would have a longing, and I still want to go. For Jesus is there, and that is all I need to know. And that's reason enough for me to walk this narrow way. Yes, that's reason enough to face each trial that comes my way.
And if that holy city wasn't glittering and fair,
then I'd still want to go, because Jesus is there. And if there were no river that flows from the throne, and if there were no angel band to make me feel at home, and if I knew my visit there would only last for a while, oh, just to see the Lamb of God would make everything worthwhile. And that's reason enough for me to walk this narrow way. Yes, that's reason enough to face each trial that comes my way.
And if that holy city wasn't glittering and fair,
then I still want to go, because Jesus is there. Then I still want to go, because Jesus is there.
Lord, this weekend, enjoying the praises and singing and the testimonies from different ones. Just 1 year ago, I was here to visit for one of my first times, and I didn't feel very comfortable around all the praises that were going on. My heart wasn't right with the Lord then. But this year, I'm rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen. does he forgive? Because he loves me. Because he loves me. There's mercy and pardon. Because he forgives me. My life's not the same. To forgive is a sign of presence divine. To err is but human. Because he forgives, I know I can live. Oh, praise his name, oh, praise his name. Again and again, so prone to sin, and heavy my burden. Again I must pray, forgive me this day for losing the way. If pardon to me means I can be free, if I will but ask him. Because he forgives, I know I can live for him every day. Because he loves me, there's mercy and pardon. Because he forgives me, my life's not the same. To forgive is a sign of presence divine. To err is such human. Because he forgives, I know I can live. Oh, praise his name, oh, praise his name.
Thank you.
to them by glossaries, teachers and preachers and all that they need. Pity them, pity them, Christians at home. Haste with the bread of thy face and hand come. Then while the mission ships glad tidings bring, listen, let heathen then joyfully sing. O'er the ocean wave we'll see them come, bringing the bread of life, guiding us home. Pity them, pity them, Christians at home. Haste with the bread of life, hasten and come.
For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall he call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Speed away, speed away, take the gospel of light to the rented or wrapped in the darkness of night. Go ye into the world, is the Savior's command, that the light of the gospel shine o'er every land. Go ye forth in his name, and the gospel proclaim. Speed away, speed away, speed away. Speed away, speed away, take the message of love to the souls and not of the Father above, who so loved this dark world that he gave his own Son, through whose blood on Calvary redemption was won. Let faith walk his day, not moments delay. Speed away, speed away, speed away. Speed away, speed away, take the word that gives life to the nations in which Satan's kingdom is right. For the word, if believed and obeyed, will give peace to the captives of Satan. It will bring release to rescue, make haste. There is no time to waste. Speed away, speed away, speed away.
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Romans 10:15.
There was a wedge put in my heart lightly a long time ago, but this weekend there were some real heavy blows and it knocked in so deeply. Oh Lord, what shall I say for the money and time that I've fritted away? I trust that wedge has gone deep into your heart and will split it open like it's doing to mine. God bless you.
Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. But listen to the words carefully as we sing this song.
Lord, we need
in this dry and thirsty land. Thy people are discouraged, and fear will stand. Lord, we need a touch from your mighty hand. God, rend the heavens, come on down. God, visit this place, visit our town. Let the Holy Spirit power come this very hour. Touch the hearts of all mankind. Lord, we really need you. Won't you please hear our cry? Thy people are sick and sleeping, and soon will die. All we need is a touch from your mighty hand. God, rend the heavens, come on down. God, visit this place, visit our town. Let the Holy Spirit power come this very hour. Touch the hearts of all mankind. Lord, we humbly ask you to do it again, to send down your Spirit like a mighty wind. Lord, we need the touch of your mighty hand. God, rend the heavens, come on down. God, visit this place, visit our town. Let the Holy Spirit power come this very hour. Touch the hearts of all mankind. Lord, please keep us faithful only unto you. We know we need your strength, Lord, to make it through. Yes, we need a touch from your mighty hand. God, rend the heavens, come on down. God, visit this place, visit our town. Let the Holy Spirit power come this very hour. Touch the hearts of all mankind.
Okay, the next song is a song that Barb got about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, something like that, and it has to do with spiritual warfare. So listen to the words as we sing this song.
We've got to fight, we've got to fight, for those darts are on the way. Pick up your shield, brother, take the sword of the Spirit, take your place in the battle today. There's war going on between the wrong and right, the enemy's approaching. We've got to fight, this battle must be fought, and we're standing fast. We've got the truth, we know that will last. We've got to fight, we've got to fight, for those darts are on the way. Pick up your shield, brother, take the sword of the Spirit, take your place in the battle today. You must be strong in the Lord and in His might. If you join this army, you've got to fight. Our captain is Jesus, and we're going on. For by His blood we shall overcome. We've got to fight, we've got to fight, for those darts are on the way. Pick up your shield, brother, take the sword of the Spirit, take your place in the battle today. You must be equipped with the armor of God, a strength that's not your own, and your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Go all through this land, knowing you are kept by God's mighty hand. We've got to fight, for those darts are on the way. Take up your shield, brother, take the sword of the Spirit, take your place in the battle today. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword, the word of God, praying in the Spirit, looking heavenward. Brother, you must have the righteousness of Christ. Take the shield of faith, you will win the prize. We've got to fight, for those darts are on the way. Pick up your shield, brother. Take the sword of the Spirit. Take your place in the battle today. You must be watchful to dangers all around. When the battle's rough, take courage in the Lord. This battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. If you are faithful, you'll get your reward. We've got to fight, for those darts are on the way. Pick up your shield, brother, take the sword of the Spirit, take your place in the battle today.
We've got to fight,
for those darts are on the way. Pick up your shield, brother, take the sword of the Spirit, take your place in the battle today. Take your place in the battle today.
God is waiting in the silence for a heart that He can fill.
He must find it empty with a spirit calm and still.
God is waiting in the silence, oh, to know that He is near.
Earth receives
and heaven opens.
God is
waiting,
God is
here. God is waiting in the silence, hear the rush and roar of life.
Waiting
someone
to enter,
someone quiet in the strife. God is waiting in the silence, oh, to know that He is near.
Earth
receives and heaven opens.
God is
waiting,
God is
near. God is waiting in the silence as the world goes rushing by.
Will not
someone
stop and
listen, answer quickly, here am I. God is waiting in the silence, oh, to know that He is near.
Earth receives
and heaven opens.
God is
waiting, seeking rest from the
and that he will abide till the end, till the end. Where is your heart, O pilgrim? What does your light reveal? Who is your cup or comfort when not but sorrow you feel?
Blessed us as a company to have Christian men working together on the job, and there's some singing going on sometimes over lunchtime, and through the urging of, I believe, our secretary, we decided to sing one song today.
Tempted and tried, we're all made to wonder, why did you leave us all the day long?
Tennessee, first of all, and then Charity Christian Fellowship Chorus next.
Yeah.
Chorus again. May not the lands in the darkness of night receive the glory of our Lord's light. Is God sending you? How long can we sit? How long can we wait? May not the lands in the darkness of night.
May not the land in the darkness of night receive the glory of our Lord's light. May not the land in the darkness of night receive the glory of our Lord's light.
The joy that I feel in my heart, for the joy of Jesus that's in my heart, as it is reflected in the songs that we've been singing, I think it must be the closest thing we come to the touch of heaven upon this earth. But I can't wait to get in the shores over yonder where we can sing the songs of heaven. That's going to be so much sweeter. I can't imagine how sweet that will be able to glorify our Lord together. The testimony of my heart this afternoon is, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I am looking forward to the day that we can sing the music of heaven together on that beautiful shore.
Only he who attunes his poor soul can sing the music of heaven. Is your soul attuned to the music of heaven this afternoon? I had to think, when the Woodbury group was singing, to work for the Lord in a foreign land, I sure would miss an afternoon like this. But then I had to think, it'll be much better when we get to heaven. Someday we'll all meet again, and it'll be so much better.
Praise God today for the blood of Jesus. You know, we wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for the blood of Jesus. And that we can have our sins washed away. By the blood of Jesus today, we can be clean. We can be made holy.
Amen.
We can be made pure by the blood of Jesus. There's nothing that's worth living for but Jesus.
Our next song is entitled, "The Sands of Time Are Sinking." And I'd again just like to apply this to our meetings here. It's been such a blessing. How the central theme has been Jesus Christ. All we need when the sands of time are sinking is Jesus Christ. And even though the world may be crumbling and the world system may be going together and all of those things, all we need is in Jesus Christ. And I praise God for that. The Lamb is all the glory in Emmanuel's land.
Is mine. He's in the poor, but sin.
1. I think we will close our congregational part with this song and open it up for all the youth to come forward to the platform and everyone else who wants to sing. Page 101. Sing it with enthusiasm and praise to God. It's the message that still needs to ring forth for this evening's service and every other service that we'll have.
We have heard the joyful sound.
Thank you. 843. Something I'd like you to take notice, we're singing as a group. Singing as a group, the try at the beginning of the verse. That's the try I want to read. Okay, so we'll start together. Good practice for you. 843.